Excuse me, Jim. You're now connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Jones. Thanks for joining us this morning. Dr. Cheryl Jones, a Georgia cancer specialist out of Macon, Georgia. We're talking about significant milestones in treatment of advanced breast cancer. Dr. Jones, what about advanced breast cancer? How does it differ from early-stage breast cancer?
Well, advanced breast cancer is typically referred to as the stage 3 and 4. So women whose disease has spread beyond the breast and lymph nodes and often to distant sites in the body, such as the liver, lung, and bones.
Well, our guest today is Dr. Cheryl Jones, of Georgia cancer specialist out of Macon, Georgia, and she's involved in research, and we'll talk about that. Can you speak about the progress that has been made this year in the treatment of advanced breast cancer?
There has been a lot of progress made this year in the treatment of advanced breast cancer. Several types of therapies are used for breast cancer. They include hormonal treatments, which often people think of as the oral medications, targeted therapies, and chemotherapies. Today, I really want to focus on the advances in hormonal therapy.
Well, I want to ask you about this, if I could pronounce it right, Afinitor, is that right?
That is correct.
How does that work?
Afinitor is a medicine that works by blocking what's called the mTOR pathway. Mm-hmm. And the reason this is so important is that this pathway in women who have breast cancer that's sensitive to the hormone medications, with time they'll become resistant to these hormone medications. And we've learned that the resistance is through this pathway. So by using the Afinitor with hormone medications, we're able to overcome this resistance. This means that it blocks the cancer's ability to divide, spread, and even get nutrients.
What about MTOR?
So MTOR is actually, mTOR is the pathway. So that's the molecular way that the cancer cells overcome the hormone therapy. So that's how they resist it. It's often, as people think about when they've been on antibiotics, a much more common thing for a cold. And if you take too many antibiotics, your body gets resistant to it. Well, cancers are very smart, and that's what they do. They become resistant to our medications. And this is the pathway that the hormone medication resistance.
Dr. Cheryl Jones, our guest of Georgia Cancer Specialist, talking about the advanced breast cancer milestones of treatment. Dr. Jones, before you go, my wife is a survivor. Many, many years ago, about 15 years ago, she went, got checked, and she took the initiative to get it done right away. And, you know, we just thank the Lord that everything's okay. But how do you tell everyone, you know, you just got to keep over and over, get yourself checked out? You know,
Our biggest advances have been in the area of diagnostics and early detection, because when we diagnose breast cancer early, we can cure it. Mm-hmm. However, when it is diagnosed late and is advanced breast cancer, like I say, these new advances are extending the life expectancy of women for years now. So there's a lot of hope and progress being made.
Before you go, how do we get more information? Do you have a website?
We do have a website. We can look at www.gacancer.com, and it has an Ask the Doc section if anybody has a specific question that we'll respond by email. Or you can go to www.advancedbreastcancercommunity.org, and that will link you up to a lot of information and a lot of the affiliated organizations.
Dr. Cheryl Jones of Georgia Cancer Specialist, thank you so much. Blessings to you. Have a blessed holiday. Thanks.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.